Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we are actually all connected at the same time. Skype did not misbehave. And therefore, we can say that Skype and Microsoft don't hate Gene Steinberg, although I've not been always too friendly towards them. They don't hate Tim Swartz, nor our guest this week, Heidi Hallis, who also does her own radio-type gig, and I gather also a TV gig. So, listen, she's been doing lots of things. We want to learn more about her. Heidi, welcome to the Paracast. We're glad to have you aboard. And I want to look at the beginning of the bio that we got from you. Named, defined, and trademarked two of otherworldly realities, Shadow People and Hatman. Now, I've heard Batman, but not Hatman. I'm going to have to ask you about that. How did you get started in this business to consider such things?
Well, in all honesty, I mean, I think a lot of us come from having had personal experiences, or I experienced a haunted house growing up. I had a lot of siblings, and we just weren't shy about sharing our experiences. We spoke of them outwardly. But when it came to the shadow people and Hatman topic, I was in college, and I was experiencing these things. And, you know, I was curious about the paranormal and UFOs and whatnot, so I'd looked into these topics, but I'd never heard anybody speak of such a thing. I got prompted, I guess you could say, very encouraged to write my first book while I was in college, and it's called The Secret War, and it's based on my being faced with shadow people and the Hatman phenomenon and alien phenomenon and how they were connected. You know, who would have thunk that it would have picked up at the speed that it did, and amidst a lot of people picking onto it, because I mean, I've been a regular on Coast to Coast AM for 20 plus years since I was in college talking on these things. You know, people started connecting and saying, me too, oh my gosh, you know, I experienced that as well. And the name stuck. I wrote the book in 1997. And it took me, I sent it all over. I mean, I sent that book trying to get it published to so many different authors, because who else published books like that were other authors in these fields. So it was sent pretty far and wide. And finally, after 4 years, I got it published. By that time, it had been spread across the universe. But I finally got an opportunity to start speaking on it in 2001, though the copyright is before that. You know, so a lot of people are like, oh, she came after other people. I'm like, no, 97, it checked copyrights. I mean, you know, it's like, so it's been a wild ride. And a lot of folks are like, why did you trademark it? You know, I'm like, a lot of disinformation, misinformation out there and people claiming things. And I wanted to keep the record straight, though people keep abusing it. That's another story.
As far as intellectual property rights, I have given up considering that a long time ago. It's too late for me, but okay, whether or not you coined the term, and I'll take your word for it because I have nothing to dispute it, I'll accept it. That's cool. Okay. Let's look at this in more detail. What are shadow people? And just understand, as an old guy, the only shadow I know is the Street and Smith character from the 30s and 40s, which is the shadow. Okay?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Who knows what evil lurks, or excuse me, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? That's the shadow I know. What are shadow people in reality?
Well, the shadow people are these things that I personally was experiencing. They were these kind of shape-shifting black masses that could look like what I call a shadow cloud, a shadow streak. You know, you think of a large bug is in your place or something, or a bat. even, shadow rodents. You'd think something scurried across the floor, but there's nothing there. And then they would also manifest to look like they, my worst fear, giant man-eating sized spiders, but shadowy, and that could dangle and shapeshift as well. And then there's something that I personally thought was funny to call head and shoulder shadow, because it kind of looks like a man with its head directly connected to its shoulders. It's got rounded shoulders. I don't usually see legs or anything with that. And then something that I originally dubbed Hatman shadow, which was this, I thought, was another form that shadow people took. And he would appear quite solid or as a shadow in a three-piece suit, a hat, sometimes no hat. Yeah, so, and it always gives you this dark feeling of some kind of bad, evil thing is near you. And then there's those people who are like, well, I didn't feel anything. Well, you know, not everybody's privy to that, luckily, but, you know, so yeah. And sometimes you'll see glowing red eyes from these things as well. Not a good fuzzy feeling they usually give.
Doesn't sound very fuzzy. Okay, when did you first experience something like this? Maybe give us some detail about when you first encountered this, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because I thought I first experienced them, gosh, that was 1995 or 4, maybe before that. I saw this thing following a friend of mine. Oh, actually, it had to be before that, 1990. I saw this thing following a friend of mine, and the head and shoulder shadow thing. I didn't know what the heck I was looking at. I was like, it was broad daylight. We're walking outside, and I see something in the corner of my eye, and I turn, and I still see it. And it's ducking behind trees and brushes, and I'm like, and my friend's just walking and talking, and I'm just like, you know, I grew up in a haunted house. I knew what spooky stuff looked like, but what is this thing, you know? And we reach our destination, we turn around and come back, and lo and behold, it followed us all the way back. And by that time, I was just beside myself, and I'm like, I grabbed a piece of paper, being a cartoonist, and I drew out what I saw. I said, and I told my friend, I said, look, I don't know what I just saw, but I just saw this thing following us outside, and I think my friend's going to grab it and start laughing or something. Instead, she looks at it and goes, oh, not that thing again. You know, hey, Dad, look, it's back. And he's like, oh, man. I'm like, hold on. What's going on here? You know, I did not know that this was something that it could happen to a person. You know, I was staying at my friend's house there. I went upstairs and to grab something, and it's still, it's daytime out. So I didn't have to turn on the lights, grab what I needed, turned around to leave the room. And that darn thing was standing there blocking my way out of the room. And I mean, I just, I don't even know how to describe that kind of fear. Like, it was just hulking over me, like, whew, yeah. So that was my first confrontation, I thought. I've now come to understand the thing that really terrorized and haunted my family's home growing up may have also had shadow people ties.
Okay, they didn't tell you? Hey, Heidi, we have been seeing this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Amazing. Well, but scary.
Yeah, but they didn't tell you that they were seeing these things?
What do you mean? Who didn't?
You said the family.
Oh, the family. No, I'm sorry. sorry, I didn't follow. It kind of cut up a little bit. You know what? They did, but it took me a while to understand. So I wasn't there, and it wasn't like shadow people were coming constantly, but the tell that I figured out, my stepbrother and my sister were at the house by themselves one time, and poundings and weird sounds were going on, and they locked themselves in the bathroom, you know, like, oh my gosh, what is this? And they're in there for a long time when my stepbrother's like, I'm sick of this, you know, and he opens up the door and says, you know, I'm done with this. Whatever you are, come get me then if you want to get me. And in an instant, something black with glowing red eyes scratched his face up, and he ran back in the bathroom screaming. And yeah, and it's just crazy. So it made its mark, you know. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know. As a kid, I sure didn't put two and two together, you know, but definitely seems to be that was the beginning of a pattern.
We'll continue the pattern with Heidi Hollis about shadow people, and Hat Man and Other Strange Mysteries with Tim and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Heidi Hollis telling us about shadow people and the Hat Man or Hat Men, which would be many men with hats, but no hat women.
That's an interesting comment. Somebody has told me, just a handful of people, like, I think I saw a lady wearing a hat. I'm like, whoa, that's different. Not common at all, though.
Okay, mostly hat man. Okay, so this is something that happened to your, it's your stepbrother, right? He got his face scratched by one of these things?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did you see that at all? Did you see the effect of it?
Yeah, I saw the little, it looked like a cat had scratched his face, you know, little scratch lines. And but, I mean, I was so young at the time, too. I mean, I was probably 8 years old. And my dad was determined to find a bat must have gotten the house, you know. So he went through all the crawl spaces and everything in the home and didn't find anything. So it's like, well, then what did this, you know? It's kind of one of those whodunit.
When you were growing up in this house, I mean, did you have experiences as well? Because I know that a lot of times family members may not talk to each other about these things, or maybe, you know, siblings who are closer to each other. But mm-hmm. most of the time, you know, I think that a lot of family members will just, you know, not mention their own experiences because they'll be afraid of being laughed at. So.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you know, were you experiencing things as well?
Well, that's funny because, like, the very first thing that happened in that home, myself and my siblings were all together. So we just, you know, always kind of spoke of it because we were terrified by what took place. I could go into detail if you'd like about that.
Please.
Yeah. So my mother, unfortunately, she had passed earlier in the year. And later on that year, closer to the holidays, my dad had met someone and they moved in, and they moved in Oregon. And interesting, it was Christmas Day. Myself, my two sisters, and my future stepbrother, you know, we open up all our Christmas presents. We're having a good time. My dad and soon-to-be stepmom said, we're going to be right back. We're going to go wish other people a Merry Christmas. Like, okay, whatever. You know, we're having a good time. We don't care. We're enjoying our gifts. And as we're playing with our new toys, the organ started playing by itself. And it was in all the low, like, horror tones you can imagine. And it was going quickly, you know, bum, 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 you know, just crazy. Myself and my sisters, we loved old Western movies. And we're like, oh, this is so cool. Just like the automatic pianos, you know, in the old Western films. And we go to our stepbrother, how does it do that? You know, we're leaning over it like, wow, this is so cool. And we looked at his freckled face, redhead, you know, and he's pale. He's like, it doesn't do that. And I remember that feeling of horror, like what, you know? And we just froze, looked at each other, and just all screamed simultaneously and ran into the only room that has a lock, which is the bathroom that was right across from this. And it didn't stop. It just kept going. And I just get goosebumps every time I think of it. And this was my first venture because we're in there, I don't know, it could have been an hour, and this thing was going on and on and on. And my older sister, who liked to bully a bit, she's like, well, it is just too crowded in this bathroom. Somebody's got to get out. And so she shoved me out. And I'm like, no, not me, you know. And I'm like, oh, gosh. And my back is up against the door. I'm watching this organ playing like this, and I couldn't take it. And I was like, I told my siblings, I'm like, I'm going to go get the keys for this thing. Because I knew it had this cover that went over it and you could lock it. And so I got the keys. I went up to it. I pulled the case down, covering down, and locked it. And it stopped playing. And I said, you can come out now, you chickens. You know, I fixed it, you know. And they started coming out when the silence was broken by another crazy sound, and it was sounded electronics, like just going nuts. And we had mounds of wrapping paper, and they ran back in the bathroom, locked themselves in. I'm like, gosh, you know, so I'm flipping through all of the wrapping paper trying to find what is making the sound, and I find my younger sister's new Christmas toy. It's an electronic guitar, and I'm like, it's her toy. I'm going to take the batteries out. And so I flip it over to take the batteries out, and there were no batteries. And
I knew you were going to say that. Let me ask you something before we go on with this.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't play organ, do you?
I did.
You did.
Not then. Later on, I did. Yeah, I was too young. I was 8 years old then.
Okay, I was just thinking here. If you had an organ nearby,
Mm-hmm.
And you could possibly, just very possibly, play the notes you heard. It would really be great to get an idea of what we were listening to.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was really disturbing. It didn't have any kind of pattern or rhythm to it. It's just, bah, 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 you know, it's just crazy. Ugh, gives me chills. Yeah, but after I flipped that thing over and saw no batteries, I couldn't even get the words out. I'm like, it has no battery. I'm trying to tell my siblings what it has no battery. And I just couldn't get it out. And I just remember going up to the bathroom door, feeling really defeated and just sliding down with putting my face in my knees, you know, and just bawling my eyes out because I couldn't control the situation at all. I mean, I thought I could do a remedy. So that was my first ghost adventure into investigations.
Yeah, that's a good one. And, you know, we've seen that pattern before, mm-hmm. with these kinds of situations that, you know, it seems like, you know, whatever we're dealing with has a love for electronics, and especially electronics that doesn't have any batteries in it. children's toys that suddenly in the middle of the night will just start playing or talking, and you go in to turn it off and it's already off and there's no batteries, yet it continues to go. My daughter had a Furby that would do that.
Ooh.
This was a, you know, like a cheaper version. It didn't have like a capacitor in it, you know, because some of these toys will have a capacitor that'll store a little bit of energy after you take the batteries out.
Yeah.
This thing just liked to talk in the middle of the night. Yeah, we chucked it out.
that was very wise. And you know what's odd for myself and my siblings, because following it having this activity and then other activity, we watched horror movies like a movie wasn't a movie unless it was a horror movie, because it was almost like therapeutic for us, like, to, you know, because they're like, oh, you know, remember when that happened to you and you ran and, oh, gosh, spinning head, we're lucky that didn't happen, you know. It was nice to know that others had even an idea of what it's like to be terrified like that.
So do you think, and of course, you know, we can speculate endlessly, nothing had ever happened until this organ was brought into the house. I mean, do you think something came attached to it?
You know, I thought about that as well. And but you know what? There was an incident that happened before that, and it took some thinking on it. But it wasn't ghostly. So I think something might have awoken, maybe, with that organ coming in.
You have to awaken these advertisers. We've got Heidi and Gene and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The House will take up debate on new rules Monday after electing a new speaker. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy gained enough support from his own party to become speaker early Saturday. President Biden told the new speaker, quote, "The American people expect their leaders to govern in a way that puts their needs above all else, and that is what we need to do now." A Mexico City judge is halting the extradition of famed drug lord El Chapo's son. Reports say the Mexican army captured prominent cartel leader Ovidio Guzman Lopez during a raid on Thursday. The operation led to the deaths of 29 people, 10 military personnel, and 19 gang members. In football, the Jacksonville Jaguars edged the Tennessee Titans on Saturday night, 20-16, earning the AFC South division. Earlier in the day, the Chiefs secured the top seed in the AFC, 31-13, defeating the Raiders. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We also have to awaken the strange creature inside Tim Swart's head. Now, this sounds totally, totally wacky. Musical instrument ghosts. That's weird. Now, when you got involved in following into this subject, did you research possible other cases of this phenomenon?
Well, I loved reading books, so I would definitely, you know, come across where people had a lot of spooky instances occurring to them, but none, you know, quite exactly the same. But yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre because my types of paranormal activity altered throughout the years. I mean, I think that I'm settled in one, and then, you know, I started finding all these things that connected, because how could I be one person experiencing all these things? I'm not a psychic. I'm not this. I'm not that. I don't think I'm particularly sensitive more than the next person, but apparently I guess so, because this doesn't happen to a lot of people. So I just started connecting the dots that way, speaking to other people and always hoping to come across somebody that could relate. And, you know, it's led me all this way to be doing what I have, you know, having authored, I have 8 books published now and have like 6 more ready to go. I mean, I'm just like, then have the paranormal comic strip, The Outlanders. I mean, and the podcast, I mean, anything and everything I could do to help others not be isolated as I felt, even though I had my family and my siblings to discuss these things, but we had no answers, you know. So I hope to provide answers, you know, a little advice, a little nudge in the right direction. And so yeah, it's been a wild ride.
Other than the instances that you had and you encountered yourself, and you mentioned here stuff from your childhood, is this stuff still going on?
Oh, well, it's changed. Like I said, over the years, everything has kind of shifted. So I don't have these things infiltrating my home where I live. I used to. I couldn't understand. Everywhere I moved to, it was haunted. What is this? You know, it's following me. So I guess it is. It has to do with being sensitive and noticing different things, you know, hiding in the nooks and crannies of homes and being outdoors or whatever it is. So I think I'm just more observant than the next person. I've learned a method to be able to keep things that bother me away. And it has to do with blessing my space. And I'm Christian. I do it the old-fashioned Christian way. I don't know anything about using any kind of sage or anything like that. You know, just taking each step and blessing it and, you know, keeping it out. And it's worked all these years. Every once in a while, I get something that might sneak in, and I just do away with it and put it in its place if it's negative. But there's a lot of positive things that occur as well. I mean, there's the yin and the yang, right?
We'll ask about the positive things in a moment. But when you say a prayer or a blessing can help you control or deal with this, that sounds like the phenomenon is demonic, don't you think?
Oh, yes, for sure. Definitely. And some people are like, oh, everything has to be demons, huh? It's like, you know, they poo-poo that. I'm like, well, I don't know if there's much honor among evil, their hierarchies and whatnot, but if they're on one side of the fence and I don't want them in the house, why should I have to deal with them, you know? So it's like a clearing of a sort, but very, very matter of fact, and just something I know I have to do if I live in a certain space. And I get a lot of people seeking advice on what to do when they have such an infiltration going on. I mean, can't sleep in your own home. I mean, what is this? You know, it's like they're not paying rent. Time to get out.
Well, it sounds like you have attracted something that stays with you under whatever circumstances it attached itself to your environment.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it seems to be in the family, actually. My two sisters have see and experience things as well, though they don't speak of it so much. Every once in a while they will, but I think it has something to do with genetics. I think it has something to do with bloodlines and, you know, understandings. I don't know how better else to categorize why these things occur, but I could tell you this, shadow people, and Hatman in particular, who's separate from, I think he works with those beings, the shadow beings, but he's different, really hates my guts. And I so take it as a compliment. Lets me know I'm doing the right things out there. So if there was anything looking for the opportunity to take a swipe at me, those things would. And every so often, when too many things of bad luck happen in a row, I'm like, oh, well, got to clear the air a bit. You know, it's just it's crazy. It's just crazy. But yeah, so definitely it's not like I did any kind of ritual to attract these things. It's just these things see that I can see them and they take a step out of the shadows too.
Big question there is, if I were there, and we can discuss our genetic backgrounds in a moment, if I were there, would I see it too or not?
Oh, I had friends that stayed over to watch the Star Wars in my apartment in college. Yeah. So they saw things, not always the same way, not always as clear. Same with seeing UFOs. I've called many a UFO down. And I'm talking about not little lights in the sky, but the whole ship. And I don't understand always why these things happen as they do. But as the phenomena changes along with me, I have better understandings. But yeah, I think that you could. But luckily, I don't have that kind of nighttime shows going on as they once did. That was really difficult, really difficult. Because I'd have like a shadow being show up, a ball of light come in through the window and hit it. I mean, what is that? What are we talking about here? What am I looking at? Why is this occurring? And things try to pull me through a crack in the ceiling, these shadowy spheres, you know, witnessed by my college roommate. Just crazy things. And it's like, you know, as years passed, like, did that really happen? It happened. And, you know, it's hard to balance this reality with the next sometimes, but it really does help when you have other witnesses to it.
Let me ask this about You mentioned your genetics, your background. Can you tell us anything about your family history that might give us some understanding about this?
I think sometimes that, you wonder why these things happen in the same family, along those lines, and why these things are occurring. I don't have any marker to say this is exactly why something has taken place. But it just seems to be, I remember my grandmother must have had something going on because she did the strangest thing that seemed very almost, I don't want to say ritualistic, but it was something connected with the church she ran. I mean, I have a lot of preachers and pastors in the family, and she was one of them. And I think that she had visions of some sort and knew about my future involvement and tried to protect and bless me out of nowhere, just in the strangest fashion you can imagine. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I just, and then I have my two sisters also experiencing things. My dad experienced things. My mother died so young, I don't know. But yeah.
But there are no specific genetic markers we could talk about? You know, is your family European, Native American, whatever?
Well, my background is so mixed up. I know that my family came from Prussia. So before it became, what is that, Poland. So my mother, she came from there. My dad has a mixed background. Part African American and whatever else. So it's a mishmash. So I really couldn't say with certainty. And I'll tell you, I've had a genetic testing kit with me for years. And every time I wanted to do it, something told me don't.
Okay. That's interesting in itself. With Gene and Heidi and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with Heidi Hollis, Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, talking about shadow people, Hat Man, the strange phenomena that Heidi has experienced over the years. And she mentions here, of course, that her mom was East European, Poland, or before it was Poland, and her dad came from ancestry of different places. My background, just to tell everybody, is basically Eastern European. My father's family came from Austria, but I do not speak like Arnold, and my mom's family came from Russia. I don't know how far we can trace it. I can trace it only to the grandparents, not to anyone before that, so who knows? I might be extraterrestrial, but no one knows. Tim, what's your background family-wise?
Well, on my my dad's side, it's English, Irish, German, that sort of thing. Though we've never been able to trace my dad's side very far, just a couple of great grandparents back. I suspect there was horse thieves somewhere along in line, and they got hung, and that's nobody ever talks about that. My grandmother's side of the family, though, they've been in the Western Hemisphere since the 1500s. They actually had, I guess, a plantation on Barbados very early on. So that side of the family's been here for quite a while.
Okay, so we're trying to figure out what happened here and why things come the way of Heidi Hollis with all the strange phenomena. Now, do you find at all that after they visit you for a while, your friends start bringing home things or what? Do they see things or encounter things only when you're there?
Now, that's an interesting conversation. Actually, yes, I've found that to be the case, and surprisingly so. I've had friends that have had profound experiences, and I'm like, I get in touch with them years later, and it's like, Heidi, after we weren't like housemates or hanging out, it stopped. I'm like, what? Hold on. What? really, really strange stuff. I actually lived in another state not too long ago, and temporarily so it was like a few people that lived in the same house, right? And oh my gosh, just crazy things were going on, especially targeted towards one person. And I felt guilty. You know, I know to feel guilty. It's like, I'm so sorry. Don't worry. Your TV's going to come back on. Like, what do you mean? You know, it's like, yeah, sorry. Their electronics start going crazy. Only working for me. Their phones won't answer to them, but will answer to me. And, you know, things like that. And, I don't know if I'd ever spoke, I don't think I spoke on this program about the topic of something called synesthesia. You're familiar with that?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
So I got interviewed by Psychology Today, and for weeks asking me all sorts of questions. And I'm like, I don't have synesthesia. I'm not able to see colors around letters, and I don't hear colors or see colors when I hear music or something, you know. It's like a crossing of the senses that synesthesia is. And the journalist is just like, oh, you know, okay, so let me ask my questions and we'll see where, you know, go from there. And after weeks of chatting with her, the conclusion was, you have one of the rarest forms of synesthesia I've ever seen. And I'm like, what is that? And it's called being a machine empath and feeling other inanimate objects, and them also responding, though, for me, where they'll do things for me that they might not otherwise do. But I honestly was more surprised that others didn't have that. She's found five, and I was like, that's it? I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, I just, really kind of surprising. But it turns out I have a lot of different synesthesia, and who knew? So
do you have, cars stop working when you're around, or just the opposite, will start working, you know, if you're around, things like that?
Well, you know, when I got to understand what was going on, because it was so frustrating, especially in college, and all my computers, I mean, I broke three in one day. Thank God my dad was a computer engineer. I mean, gosh, I borrowed the neighbor's computer. I'm like, I have to get my assignment done. Pew, you know, I'm like, oh, you know. Once I realized it was obviously me, I'm like, hold on. You know, it's just like, how can I say? When I go to reach out to touch these things, like with anything, if I played volleyball and I went to hit the ball, I would, it's strange to say, but like have this communication, like, are you willing to go and hit your mark? It's like a mental connection. And, it was almost like an agreement. And I'm like, I'm not doing that when it comes to computers. I just expect of them without connecting first. So then when I started connecting, they started doing things for me and working for me. I never, ever got stuck in a car where I was stranded until I had a black kind of all shaded, tinted, windowed car pulled up next to me and zapped all the energy out of my car. You know, one of those lovely MIB type of things. So other than that, no. So it's like if I forget to connect, I may have some crazy things going on. But it's calmed down in that direction because I have been better at not being, I don't know, it almost sounds silly to say disrespectful, but without abusing things around me like that.
Respect your computer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Indeed. It's really helped me a lot. And actually, you know how that journalist got to the conclusion, machine empath, I told her about my things going on like that. She's like, can you document what you're talking about, like video? Record it. I'm like, oh, sure. And so I did. I think I gave her like five of them. She's like, oh my gosh, you're the first where they actually respond to you. I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I'm learning still about that. Actually, it's something I'm actively learning more about. And it's been a wild time, I could tell you that.
You say you documented it. Are these videos available anywhere that we can see?
I have a couple, you know, I made the links private on YouTube, but I do have a few of them posted on there. Some of them, I think I took a couple of photos. I mean, it's just so crazy. I mean, I'll tell you, I worked for the VA at one point, and, you know, I had two screens, and it took screens hooked up to my computer, and I I wanted, and they, let me tell you, government computers are the most basic dinosaur horrible computer systems. That, I mean, it's terrible. It's like DOS, and it's horrible. And we got to put commands and prompts. It's stupid. But I got two screens, and I'm like, you know, I need to liven up my office. I want two images on my one screen to have an image and the other one to have an image. And, you know, but your mouse connects between the two. And boom, it did it for me. I'm like, great. Well, the government engineer people had to come in and update our computers. And there's like three of them. And they're calling each other into my office. They're like, how did you do this? I'm like, what do you mean? It's like the two different images. It's like, they're connected. You can't do that. And I was like, well, I did. Like, and they're like, but really, what did you do? I was like, I wished it. It's just like, so I videotaped it because they were so befuddled. They said, never in my 25 years working for the government have I seen this have been able to be done on these computers. I'm like, well, it was boring having just one image.
You sound like somebody in the X-Files. Well, certainly you must be the most popular person in the office using those computers and having them break down.
Oh, well, the computers actually worked for me. They just did extra things, and they were trying to learn. The engineers were trying to learn how I did what I did, but I'm like, yeah, I'm not working over there any longer. But yeah, so, and you mentioned the X-Files. There's something that's interesting, the television spinoff, Millennium. Are you familiar with it from X-Files?
Yeah. Explain, it only lasted like a season or two. Explain what it was.
So Millennium followed Frank Black, who was a visiting psychic detective for this group called the Millennium Group, and then the FBI or something later on. And so a special consultant on the occult, and he got a spinoff, and he was looking into occult practices and whatnot.
Okay, well, let's do our break, and then we'll go into Millennium more. With Gene and Heidi and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.